deplored what he called the mystique of the seven-story mountain man. He was held captive by its success and by its very limited portrait of him. Although in many ways the seven-story mountain is a work of genius, it needs to be contextualized, and his readers need to know that there was a post-seven-story mountain man, and that's what we're going to be looking at. And so Merton's making and remaking, it continues pretty well right up to the time of his stunning and shattering death by accidental electrocution in Bangkok, Thailand, in 1968. Our course will examine the diaries and the journals of this modern and postmodern chronicler of the soul's unfolding. His diaries, endless and constant self-revision and growth, his continuation, if you like, of the seven-story mountain, reminds us that the spiritual enterprise in which Merton was engaged was nothing less than the supreme enterprise of emptying himself. So, part one, topic one, the introduction to the man himself. When a North American monk by the name of Thomas Merton electrocuted himself, as I said earlier, accidentally, by the way, in Bangkok, Thailand, on December the 10th of 1968, the life so quickly extinguished had merely come to the end of its final earthly pilgrimage. Merton, by the way, was a perpetual pilgrim, a pilgrim of the mind, the imagination, and the spirit. He was born en route, his parents, itinerant artists, caught up in the turmoil of an embattled France. On January 31st, 1915, in a small town nestled in the Pyrenees, Merton began his very first pilgrimage. Though the Mertons themselves lived in Prad, that's the name of the little village in the Pyrenees, for only a year before they moved back to the United States, the serene and solitary landscape of the France of his birth appears to have made a lasting impression on the young Merton. He was to return to France, by the way, again, in the flesh, and he would return to France many times in the spirit. This is something to remember, that Merton is actually a Frenchman. So often we think of him as an American. He only became an American, if you like, when he took out citizenship in the early 1950s. But he was born in France. He spoke French fluently, and not infrequently. He was the translator from French. He composed poetry in French. And when Gabriel Sorte and some of the other heads of the order of the Cistercians of the Strict Observance, the Trappists, would come to the United States, he would be their interpreter. Shortly after the death of his mother, Ruth Jenkins, stoically withstood by both the fatally ill parent and the young son, Thomas and his father, Owen, were to again seek the shores of their beloved France. Originally, Owen Merton was from New Zealand and an artist, his father. His mother, Ruth Jenkins, was from Long Island, so his parentage was New Zealand and American, and his birthplace, France. Already the extraterritorial writer, the traveller, the endless pilgrim. He had a younger brother, John Paul, and he was to remain in the United States. Now, France was not quite the same this time, even though its beauty remained largely unaltered. Thomas was enrolled in the Lycée Ingres in Montauban, a city in the south of France, which proved for him, however, a nightmare of alarming proportions. It was his prison, he called it, on which he would have his revenge years later in his best-selling autobiography, The Seven-Story Mountain. He would say a lot of unpleasant things about it, and he would in his autobiographical novel, which we will come to later in this series, called originally Journal of My Escape from the Nazis, which he renamed My Argument with the Gestapo. Soon, however, Merton and his father moved back to England, and here he enrolled at Oakham School, Rutland, while his father continued his work as a painter. Within 2 years, however, his father was dead. He was very early on orphaned. He was now very much alone. Though he had relatives, friends of his father, and a guardian to see to his needs, he learned from the beginning to live alone. The solitary takes shape very early. But it is not...